Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing,
that's Stevie Ray bringing us back. Seven Till, thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great time visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president and founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Please check it out. Support them with your with whatever you can, because the work they do is, if you're a small business owner, you benefit from the work that they do, holding off the forces of government that are trying to oppress you and are trying to do things that are preventing you from making a living in a small business. I'm telling you, they're out there. They're between the bureaucrats and Congress and I don't know, but Karen's in the breach. She's standing in the breach. One of the great groups and people who are standing in the breach between you and me and them. Karen, thanks again for all the work you do. One of the things you're working on is trying to get wireless spectrum more ubiquitous. I said 14 years ago that when broadband became ubiquitous, the world would change, and that's happened, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. You know, and you know, just like energy, there's limited resources that we have in this country, and we have to develop them, and you know, we have to use them, and certainly we have to innovate, you know, to come up with, you know, different types of alternatives. I mean, the same is for spectrum. You know, people think when they turn on their, you know, their wireless devices, and when they're sending texts and emails, and now using all their mobile apps, that just magically happens. But it does. I mean, there's what's called spectrum, which is, mm-hmm. you know, sort of these pipelines, if you will, in the air.
And they have capacity, don't they? They have
capacity. Yeah. And
that means they can run out of capacity.
And just like energy, the government controls a lot of it. They control the public lands and energy. They also control spectrum. So we are saying, look, the government has to get more spectrum to auction so that the telecom and providers can have this, so that they can continue to innovate and continue.
Where are we stuck? What's the problem?
Well, one is that the government takes forever to get this spectrum to auction. And we're like, look, there's going to be a pending spectrum crunch. The other thing is, not all people in this country have access to broadband. We're like, mm-hmm. wireless is the solution, but we need more spectrum.
Right.
The other thing is these mergers and acquisitions. They kill the AT&T T-Mobile merger, which would have given more spectrum capacity, you know, to AT&T. And now you have Verizon that wants to basically do a deal with cable companies to get more of their spectrum so that they can have more capacity, and they're putting, you know, the brakes on that. So it's the government. Does that surprise you, Jim? You know,
No, it sounds like a same song, different verse.
You got it. And, you know, so like there's access to capital, access to energy, access, I mean, all these things are important to keeping our economy humming.
Folks, the things that we're talking about here are things that you wake up in the morning, you don't necessarily think about because you got to take care of customers and make payroll, but they all aggregate to being either facilitators or obstructions to the marketplace. And these are the things that Karen and her group and others are paying attention to, so that laws aren't passed or are passed that can hurt us. And maybe get some things done that can help us. And you know, we seem to have, when people say the Congress is not doing anything because they're not getting along, and sometimes I say to myself, well, you know what, I kind of like it when Congress doesn't do anything. But there are some things like this spectrum that we're talking about, this wider spectrum, that is something they could do that would be beneficial, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And you know what? And if they don't allow, you know, spectrum to move to its most practical, where it's needed in the marketplace, if they don't put more spectrum on the auction block for auction, there will be a crunch. And that mm-hmm. means that the cost, the affordability, you know, of these devices that we have now come to depend on, you know, broadband and these mobile devices to run our businesses, to run our lives, will go up. And then there will not be the type of innovation in the marketplace, particularly in this space, where actually we are the leaders in the world, Jim, right?
Right.
And so, you know,
and we need to get more wireless spectrum out to the last mile.
Oh, absolutely. That's the solution, Jim. It's not building, you know, sort of the old type of broadband, you know, the infrastructure. It is wireless. That's what's going
to
help.
And get it out for the last mile to the little small business, the small business out on the very fringes of the continent or of the wherever they are that don't have good connection. We got to get that out there because this is the future. I talked about it in the previous half hour, Karen. Wireless is the future.
It is, Jim. And, you know, on our website, we did that mobile app study, saving time and money with mobile apps, showing just the extraordinary amount of time and money that small business owners, billions and millions and billions each year, using these type of devices. So we need to encourage this, not put a stop to it.
Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan and her organization, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Check it out. Karen, keep up the good work. I'm proud of you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.